Yeah, I can.
All you needed was a table.
What y'all doing? You're getting rid of the rock?
Gone.
It's gone.
Oh, boo.
I'm just excited there's new stoves.
It'd be a fun job to have.
New stoves at the civic center, like, yes.
Okay. All right, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is January the 17th, and it's 10:21 a.m. First on our agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Keene to say our prayer today.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you watch over anyone that's suffering. We ask that you lay your healing hand on our mourners. Just give us wisdom as we try to make good decisions for the Osage people. And then I ask you, Lord, to just lift any burdens anyone's carrying and just guide us into the future. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda will be roll call.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
I think on January 10th, we approved the minutes dated December 6th. I may be mistaken, though.
Trying to get somewhere where I can look. Clerk.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to approve the minutes. Is it going to be as amended for January 10th, 2023?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Without objection, next on the agenda is continued ARPA discussion. And I just put that on there in the case that anybody had anything else that they wanted to discuss regarding the financials or regarding the bills that are before us. Otherwise, I'll move on. Hearing nothing, then I'd also like to, we've added two bills to our agenda. That's 2320 and 2321 that Congresswoman Lemon read in this morning. And without objection, I'd like to move those up now so that we can discuss the funding for the bills following the rest of the agenda today. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor on 2320.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'd just like to say thank you to my colleagues for allowing the amendment to the proclamation, and Madam Chair for moving these to the top of the agenda. So in case you haven't been able to listen in or follow along, I just kind of want to give a little bit of background on these two particular pieces of legislation and why they came to be. There is a memorandum that we received on January 13th from Treasurer McIntosh, and I believe he is on the line. I see his name up there. Good morning, everyone, on the line. 2320, starting there, is 2320 is based off of the memorandum and discussion that we had here last week. We left some bills here in committee because we knew that we did not have enough money in our ARPA balance to fund the some of the requests that we have, and we did not want to move forward without having a solid balance and to what some people may call over-appropriate. So 2320 is based on information that we received from Executive Branch and Mr. McIntosh. The generators that were to be purchased for the three villages, that particular $150,000 is not going to be needed for those generators at this time. They were purchased through another means, and therefore that was money that we could repurpose, I guess you could say, in that way, to utilize it for another item. So by repealing ONCA 22-05, it brings $150,000 back into our general treasury for our ARPA funds and other projects that we have. And if Mr. McIntosh would like to speak to it, or anybody else has any questions, this is a discussion that we did have last week of using ARPA dollars to the best of our abilities without getting into tribal dollars as of yet. And we found some ways to repeal and do some modifications. Mr. McIntosh can talk about that, to the ARPA administration budget, and another piece of legislation following this one that will allow us to use ARPA dollars that are not intended for their original purposes that we appropriated them for. So thank you, Madam Chair, and if Mr. McIntosh has anything he'd like to say.
Mr. McIntosh, do you have any comments?
No, essentially, Congresswoman Lemon explained it fairly well, or really well. I would have a comment as far as to the proposed legislation. It just says return. One second.
It never left.
It, as an act to repeal ONCA 22-05 and return $150,000 to the general fund in the treasury and establish an alternative effective date. I would advise or recommend that potentially we add in and return American Rescue Plan funds, ARPA, and $150,000, just to kind of recognize that these are ARPA funds that are being returned to the general fund within ARPA itself.
Thank you, Treasurer. Congresswoman Lemon, then do you want to prepare the amendment for that bill and the other bill?
Yes, because that is lacking, and I thank you for pointing that out, because it does assign it and gives it an identity, which is very important. And so I will definitely, I think the only place that it would need to happen, if I could ask Mr. Gill just to make sure, would be in the title. Do you all agree with that? That just needs to be added there? Can we talk about it just a moment? Is that all right with you?
Sure. Go ahead.
Great.
Anybody have any comments, or you have comments, Congresswoman? You want to start off?
Yeah. So I think looking at it, and if everybody's thinks that this would read okay, is to repeal ONCA 22-05 and return $150,000 ARPA dollars. Or you see where I'm trying to figure out where we want to put
in ARPA dollars?
Yes. In ARPA dollars. There you go. Thank you. Okay. Nobody has any question. I'll take a stab at the amendment. You ready, Madam
Clerk?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, ma'am, please.
I would say that your, my amendment, if I was to make it, would be page one, line 16, after the parenthetical of $150,000, insert of American Rescue Plan Act funds, parentheses, ARPA, to the general treasury.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's no other further questions concerning this legislation. We can move it along if the committee feels okay with it. Motion to report ONCA 23-20 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes, and ONCA 2320 will report as a due pass to Congress. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2321 to amend ONCA 2152 to reduce the appropriation by $500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, this is the second piece of legislation that we have added to the agenda and the proclamation so that we can utilize ARPA dollars that were previously appropriated to the executive branch. This particular legislation reduces the amount of money that was originally appropriated in ONCA 2152, which, if everyone recalls, is the direct assistance that Congressman Tillman sponsored for direct assistance payouts to our constituents. We have had discussion throughout the week last week concerning the policy that the executive branch did implement concerning the payouts to our individuals, and there was a deadline and that to apply for that money. And that deadline has now passed, and there is money left over from the original $35 million that was appropriated. And in further discussion with Treasury, and also referencing the memorandum from the 13th of January that we received from Treasury, looking at the amount that we would want to reduce this to today would be $500,000, which would make the appropriation be amended to be $34,500,000. The reason it's important to leave a balance in the direct assistance ARPA payout to our constituents is because there is a little, they are going to utilize individuals who applied for the assistance but did not apply for the full $2,000, and they're going to go ahead and send the remaining amount to those individuals. So they need to make sure that there's some money left there in that particular, I guess you want to say, line item. And so looking at what we're trying to do, again, is just exactly like I said before, we're trying to, what we are doing is looking to expend our ARPA dollars and find previous appropriations or pockets or buckets of money, and we know that we have a remaining balance in the direct assistance ARPA dollars. So there does need to be an amendment on this one, and I'm probably going to need the clerk's help in the same exact way to get it just perfect for us. But if anybody has any questions, Mr. McIntosh is on the line, or anybody else.
Any questions or comments? Not hearing any.
Okay, great.
My recommendation would be page one, line 16, after reduce the, insert American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA. So then it would read to amend ONCA 2152 to reduce the American Rescue Plan Act, parentheses, ARPA appropriation by $500,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Where did the go? Is it still in there?
Okay. Reduce the American Rescue Plan
okay.
Act fund appropriation by
$500,000. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Are we in discussion? Mr. Maker?
Point of order. Can someone make an amendment, second their own amendment?
I didn't second it.
Oh, I thought.
No. She motioned, Congresswoman Shaw seconded.
Okay.
It's okay. It's a little confusing.
There's no further discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Thank you all. So that gets us back to having the funds. And I ask the budget analyst if he would just give us a total then. No, go ahead.
I'm like a move this piece of legislation.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Motion to report ONCA 23-21 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 2321 will report to Congress with a due pass. Budget analyst Frazier, do you have a new total for us for ARPA dollars with the passing in committee? Will, if these bills pass in Congress, what will the new total be for?
Yes, ma'am. So after, if those two bills were to pass, then we would have $2,106,118 available for appropriation in ARPA funds. There are $1,917,100 in requests. So we would have $189,018 remaining available.
Okay, everybody get that? Can you give me that second figure again?
$1,917,100.
Any questions or comments? Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That particular information that Jordan is reporting on also is also on the memorandum from Treasury from the 13th. If anybody needs to see it in writing, also from Treasury, so it equals what Mr. Frazier is saying from Treasury. So they're on the same page. We're on the same page. Thank you.
Great. Great. All right. So next, if we're ready here, I think we are. Yeah, we'll go back to our agenda, and next on the agenda is ONCA 2310, an act to amend ONCA 2286 and to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $420,000 of American Rescue Act plan funds to primary residential treatment for water supply storage tanks and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard, you are the sponsor.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, committee, and those listening. With regards to this bill, I think that since we've addressed some action this morning and in committee, but with repealing ONCA 2205 and amending and deobligating 2152, I feel like we have enough money now available out of ARPA funds to provide the $420,000 for this initiative for the water systems. Unless anyone has any questions, then I'll take action.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Congresswoman Revard.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to report ONCA 23-10 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes, and 2310 will be reported to Congress with a due pass. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2311, an act to amend ONCA 2169 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Revard is the sponsor. Congresswoman Revard, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Chair. In the same regards, with 2310, I think 2311 now has enough money in the unappropriated balance to fund this request. And so if anybody has any questions, I'll answer them. If not, I'll take action.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Congresswoman, did somebody have a comment?
This is Tyler.
Okay.
Which legislation was that? I'm sorry.
This is on 2311. This is the 500,000.
For the admin budget?
Yes.
And that's we're not appropriating additional money to that, correct? We're just doing budget modification for the administration, is that correct?
Yes, if I may, Chair, if you remember, I had submitted a committee substitute last week to address that modification. And so that's been taken care of with the committee.
I'm on page now, I believe. I just wanted to confirm. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. The committee sub was addressed and so and passed. And you're correct. So really it's Yeah, it's like the, well, I guess you would say it was budget neutral, as the treasurer likes to say.
So I follow. Yes. That's all I have.
So if you remember, we moved money within the original bill. Mm-hmm. And so it is budget neutral. They're not asking for an appropriation. So I guess it was my verbiage. I apologize.
Well, it's what was on my agenda, and I just read it that way. Forgot about the committee sub.
And you're correct, Chair, that on the agenda, the way it reads is that they're asking for an appropriation.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone want us to read the proper title, or are we good to go?
For clarity, too, Chair, I was going to say, when you do a budget mod, we still have to take the action as a body of Congress.
But that would change the title.
The title reads, an act to amend ONCA 2169 to provide an appropriation modification to ARPA administration and to establish an alternate effective date. That's what the committee substitute title reads.
Okay. So that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So it's really just, I think it's what we have listed on our agenda right now is.
Yeah, that's the old title.
Didn't include the committee subtitle.
Yeah, that's the old title. Okay, so with that, does anybody have any, let's just for clarification, does anybody have any questions or comments on the committee sub that we're bringing forward now? Okay, if not, then Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion that we report ONCA 23-11 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
No. Nope. Excuse me. Withdrawal. I'm sorry. ONCA 2311 as a committee substitute.
Oh, sorry, as a committee substitute.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. 2311 committee substitute will be reported to Congress with a due pass. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2312, an act to amend ONCA 2281 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $748,550 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So earlier when we were at the beginning of our agenda and we were talking about the two pieces of legislation that I just introduced this morning, this helps with the two, with the legislation that we're talking about now and the legislation we're going to talk about next. We left these here because we didn't have enough in our ARPA balance at the time to move these out. And we do now with the amendment to ONCA 2152 if it passes, and the repeal of ONCA 2205. So I don't really have any further discussion. Just for the listening audience, this particular piece of legislation is to give a supplemental appropriation for the Gray Horse Chapel on top of the $1 million that was appropriated previously. And this is ARPA dollars. It is not tribal dollars that's going to be supplemented. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
Motion to report ONCA 23-12 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 2312 will be reported to Congress with a due pass. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2313, an act to amend ONCA 2275 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $748,550 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is an additional appropriation that we now have the money for using ARPA dollars on top of the previous appropriation for $1 million. This will add $748,550. I know that the SH people that wish to bring their loved ones to the chapel will be very appreciative. This is a much needed expansion for both of our chapels at Gray Horse and Hominy, open to any Osage that wishes to utilize the chapel. And at this time, I'll make a motion to report ONCA 23-13 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Congressman Maker.
Just a question. Does any of that ARPA language have to be included in these?
It is in the body of the bill, yes.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes and ONCA 2313 will move to Congress with a due pass. That takes us to adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. We are adjourned.